Mehinde Mokossa's sister was abducted by an armed group last month in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says when he went to look for her, he was lucky to escape with his life.
We went to search for our sister who was attacked while travelling in a convoy. When we found her with the rebels, they attacked us as well. One of my friends was shot in the head immediately. I was shot 2 times, but luckily I was able to run away.
Mehinde is one of dozens of people in this hospital being treated for injuries caused by armed groups. Many have bullet wounds. Others have had limbs chopped off with machetes. The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, are blamed for most of the attacks in this area around the city of Beni. Thousands of civilians have been killed in the last 7 years. And in the last 6 months, the armed group has expanded its territory and started ambushing civilian vehicles on the roads. Its fighters kill or abduct travellers and steal their cargo. It's only safe to travel in convoys guarded by the Congolese army, but it hasn't managed to stop the attacks. Uganda's army says it will. Its tanks and soldiers arrived in Congo last week. It says it will hunt down the ADF and put a stop to the violence. Uganda's army has entered Congo before and been accused of rights abuses and pillaging minerals. This time, Uganda says it'll make the roads safe and rebuild them. 3 years ago, the two countries' governments and the Ugandan company signed an agreement to build Congo's roads to the border. Now the Ugandan army has arrived, the construction has begun. The investors hope they'll profit from increased cross-border trade. But for now, travellers and traders wait for weeks for the mandatory armed convoys, which cost at least $100 to join.
We salute the initiative of the joint military operation. We hope it will bring change soon to the situation on the road. We need the soldiers to hurry up so we can see the results. We need it for our business.
Life in eastern Congo has been disrupted by conflicts ever since Uganda and Rwanda first invaded 25 years ago. People here are hoping this time things will change. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.